Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollack. Welcome to our show. The show is designed to give you information, to educate you, to teach you about different injury subjects each week. We do it every week. We've been doing it for a long time. We've been doing it for years. And why do we do this? We do this so you'll have information and hopefully put yourself on an equal level playing field with the insurance company that tries to beat your claim once you've been injured. You're the injured victim. They try to beat your claim. They try to reduce your claim. They try to mitigate your claim. And that's just one of the reasons we do this. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can look at any of our podcasts. We have audio podcasts there. We have video podcasts there. We got all kinds of injury subjects. For example, if you've had a neck injured, you can go listen to our podcast on neck injuries. Very important. If you've had a low back injury in a car crash or a work comp injury, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can get the information there. You can listen to the podcast. And more importantly, you can get a free copy of any of our books. We've got a complete definitive guide on workers' compensation in Colorado. It's got all the tricks and traps identified in there, where you can get trapped, how do you solve the problem, what do you do, what do you look for, what are your rights. Also, we've got a book on car accidents. You know, the name of the book is Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. It's information loaded. It's free. You can go to our website, download an e-copy, free, or you can just call us. We'll send you a hard copy, free. We also have a book on hit and runs. It's called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. It's very important. Even though the book is on hit and run, it also covers other subjects in there about insurance coverages and what you need to do right now, today, exactly, definitive, step-by-step procedures with examples, with narrative, with picture examples, explaining insurance coverages, declaration sheets, insurance policies, and would apply to somebody if they hit you and injured you, for example, in a car, and there's not enough insurance coverage there. They don't have enough insurance, or maybe they had no insurance. Maybe it was not a hit and run. Maybe they had no insurance, or their insurance was suspended or canceled. They still have the insurance card, and they give it to you, and you think there's insurance, but there's no insurance. So that book answers a lot of those questions. Okay, and don't forget about our book, because today we're talking about workers' compensation. We have a book, The Definitive Guideline in Colorado on Workers' Compensation Cases. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. All right, Brad, let's get right into workers' compensation. You know, you're injured on the job. What are some critical factors and critical things that people need to take into consideration? Filing a claim, not to file a claim, what do you do?
Well, we talked about this last week quite a bit, and a brief refresher. If you're injured on the job, you've got to you've got to make your claim. You've got to let your employer know that you've been hurt so the employer can take the necessary action. The employer has to give you the list of doctors that are covered under work comp so that you can get your medical care. You have to go to the doctors that are provided for you. One of those doctors, if you don't like that doctor, you may be able to change. But the bottom line is you're going to be put into the work comp system, which is heavily regulated. It's got statutes. It's got it's covered by forms. It's what I called last week, and if you listen to last week's show, it was the alphabet of care, of what kind of care you're going to get. And it's going to be pretty much restricted in work comp. However, work comp doesn't care who caused the injury. Work comp doesn't care how you got injured, unless, of course, you have a safety violation. And if you do a safety violation, then that can affect what's going to be your recovery. But if it's not a safety violation, then really the work comp doesn't look for negligence. It doesn't look for who's at fault. It's regardless of fault, you're going to get your recovery. So it's important that if you've been in an accident and you are the one who caused the accident and you're hurt, that you proceed through the work comp system.
Right. And so you need to understand that even if you're at fault, maybe like you're on the job, you have a car accident, you can still obtain workers' comp benefits. It's a complicated area, but that's the basic general rule. Also, if you're injured on the job and you violated a safety rule, a classic example is a roofer. They're on the roofing. They're supposed to wear a harness and a safety harness and be tied down. If you didn't have the harness on, you fell down, you fell off the roof, your benefits can be reduced. But that doesn't mean you get no benefits. You still get benefits. It's sort of like unemployment compensation, that you can get them reduced because you violated a safety rule. But that doesn't mean you don't get any benefits, and the exceptions are rare when you get no benefits. But so, Brad, you're injured on the job, and we're talking a little bit about workers' compensation. And before we get into this third-party liability situation, you're injured on the job, so it's with no consideration as to fault. It doesn't matter who's at fault. We just covered that. But importantly, you can get your lost wages if you can't work, or if you can only work part-time. And so let's cover that just a little bit with everybody to refresh.
what happens when you get injured on the job? They're going to first of all, you have to report the injury and you go get the medical attention. The question then is going to be whether or not the doctor releases you for work or puts work restrictions on you. If the doctor gives work restrictions, then the employer has to honor those work restrictions, and you can only work within those restrictions. Either that's going to that means you're still going to get full pay, which is okay, or the employer is going to reduce the amount of pay you get, or if you can't go back to work at all for some reason, you can't work for a while, then you're going to get no pay. And those are three different elements. You're going to get compensated 2/3 of your average weekly wage going back 13 weeks is usually how far they're going to go back and determine it. You're going to get 2/3 of that average weekly wage to determine how much you get for if you're totally disabled and you can't go to work at all. If you can go to work somewhat, then they're obviously going to adjust that full amount to show that you're able to work somewhat, or the amount of time the employer actually pays you for.
So the bottom line is you can get your lost wages. You get 2/3 of your average weekly wage. And the reason for that is those are tax-free benefits. You can get your medical bills paid for, and they have to do that. And so they have to file a general admission of liability, and usually they generally admit if they're going to fight you that you were injured on the job, that's a different situation. But if they're going to generally admit that you were injured on the job, sometimes they don't. But if they do, then you get your medical benefits paid for, and if you can't work, then you get lost wages. But, Brad, it's not okay. It's not enough if the worker says, I can't work. You have to have a doctor say and give you a script, a workers' compensation doctor that you're going to give you a prescription or a script that says you can't work or you're limited or here are your restrictions, and employers can't violate the restrictions. So there's a system set up, and I know that you and Robert covered a lot of this last week. So let's try to get into the fact of a third-party liability situation and explain to everybody what that is and what that means and how does that get approached.
The third-party liability is one in which, let's say, the accident occurs and both people are on the job. They're working for different employers, working for different companies, but the injury has occurred. We've already talked about the fact if you've caused the accident, if you're the reason the accident occurred, you want to get a hold of your work comp and get your care taken care of through your work comp, because it's going to be very difficult after your med pay pays certain amounts of money to be able to get compensated for your injuries. But if you're the victim of the accident, if you've been hurt, now you have to start making some decisions, and you have to make those decisions, or you should make those decisions only with the help of an attorney who understands what's going on in both systems. Because if the attorney doesn't know what's going on in both systems, you could find yourself in one form or another, either losing benefits or having delayed benefits, and you may find yourself building evidence for a defendant to use at a later time. So you've got to watch how you're going to enter the system and what you're going to go do. And you know, we can start right off with the doctors. If you've been hurt on the job by the negligence of a third party, you need to determine whether or not you want to go into work comp or do a third-party claim. Well, if you're going to go through work comp, you're going to have restrictions on the doctors you can use. You're going to be using work comp doctors. Some of those doctors are very qualified. Some are not. Some are very pro patient. Some are very pro insurance. And you know, to begin with, you're going to go to the doctor that your employer selects. Your employer is going to give you a choice of some doctors, and you're going to have to go to one of those doctors. And if the draw is not a good selection, you may find yourself with a very pro-insurance doctor who really, really sees his or her purpose to be one of not really having you collect off your injury or be able to not even recognize that you have an injury and getting you back on the job.
Right. We've seen some doctors that see 60 patients a day, work comp patients a day. And so you got to ask yourself the question, what kind of quality care are you going to get? A lot of these doctors are very good. Some of them are not, as Brad just said. But let's identify and solidify this idea of this third-party liability to you. Okay, let's start with a couple of examples. It always helps clarify it. Example, you're a delivery person and you're on the job delivering something, your merchandise product, and you're in a car crash and somebody hits your van or your truck or your car. Maybe you could be a salesperson. And so now you've got, that's the third party, the person who hits you, T-boned you, or rear-ended you at a stoplight or stop sign. That's the third person. That's what third person means. It's outside the workers' comp area. So you were injured while you were on the job, therefore you're entitled to workers' comp benefits, and you were injured by a third person, and you're entitled to go into the regular civil justice system, to make a claim against their insurance company for your injuries. You can do both at the same time. Strategy plays an important part. The workers' comp is micromanaged by not hundreds, but thousands of rules, regulations, and statutes. And so you're going to need to have it all panned out for you. You're going to need to have a legal game plan, which Bell and Pollock can give you. We've developed a legal game plan over the years. You got a personal legal blueprint for you, with tailored to your situation, your injuries. And so now we got the third-party liability set. All right, we got a break coming up, and right after the break, we're going to explore this third-party liability situation further so you'll understand that if you're injured on the job and it was caused by a third person, then you can have both the work comp benefits. You can do them simultaneously. You could do one first and then maybe one later, but you have to worry about the statute of limitations. Okay, Bell and Pollock, you're listening to our show. We are Champions of the People. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. Call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock will be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. You know, we've been in business for over 30 years. We have over 30 years of experience each to help you and every injured victim put your life back together again, help their families. It's very difficult many times, and the insurance company tries to fight you and beat you, and that's why we do these shows, and that's why we give you this information. If you have any questions, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. If you want any of our books, they're free to you. You can download them for an ebook on our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call us and we'll send you a hard copy. Okay, Brad, we got this third-party liability situation. Let's use a little bit different example. The one before the break was a salesperson or a delivery person injured on the job in an auto accident. Let's say you're a dock worker and you're working on the dock and a truck comes up from
company XYZ, and the company XYZ truck is not connected to, owned by, or affiliated with your employer, and the truck injures you, you're on the dock, you're doing different work, so you're injured on the job, and the third party could possibly be the truck driver and the trucking company for their negligent, maybe let's say they backed into you, that sort of thing. So that's another example of third-party liability.
Sure. It's any entity that is not associated, affiliated, or part of your work that hurts you becomes a third party, and that's a company you can go after for certain benefits. And the first thing you always look at are the economic benefits. Can you get your lost medical billings, and can you get your lost income? Can you get future medical billings? Can you get future lost income from that third party? Most time, yes, you're going to be able to. You're going to have to prove it. It's going to be delayed in receiving it because under the third party claims, those are all delayed until the end of the case. You may be able to, so through lawyers and through different circumstances, maybe you have your own health insurance, depending on what your med pay is, and obviously what groups you go to, you may be able to get your health care provided for you and the charges delayed for a while. But your income, you're just not going to get ready steady flow of income. However, if you're working with doctors outside the work comp system, rarely do those doctors, even when you can't work, really give work restrictions. They may later on come in and say, well, the person obviously couldn't have done their job, but they don't get involved in that. It's up to your lawyer to get a vocational assessment of somebody who takes those injuries and applies them to your work to show that you couldn't work. And the work comp system is different. The work comp system is automatically going to have doctors stepping in who, as part of their job, are going to determine whether or not you can go back to work. They're going to talk about whether or not you should or shouldn't be able to have work restrictions. Their bills are going to be paid immediately through the work comp system rather than being delayed, and you're going to get two-thirds of your average weekly wage for the time period that that doctor says you can't work. However, you're now going to be restricted by what the doctor is saying, and as we said just before the break, if that doctor is a doctor who is pro-insurance company and is adverse to patients, and there's a lot of them in the work comp system that really don't really like patients. Actually, they're the type that want to be favor the employer, and they want to favor the insurance company. Now you're going to be stuck with what they're saying, with the care they're giving, and you still have a third party claim, but now you're not going to be able to collect back your lost wages and the medical care that belongs to the work comp system.
So if you're in a car accident, or if you're the dock worker that was hit by a truck, an unrelated, unaffiliated truck, you can make a claim on workers' comp, and you probably should, but it's a strategy question. You need a legal game plan for you, your own personal legal blueprint for you. You need to understand what you can do and what you can't do. So do you make a workers' comp claim first? Do you make the third-party claim against the negligent third party outside your company? Do you do them simultaneously? Do you do one first and then the other? And then Brad just made a really interesting point and very good point. If you're in the work comp system, and you probably should be if you're injured on the job, a couple of things, or more than a couple of things, are going to happen, but some big things are going to happen. And one of them is that the doctors in the work comp system, if they don't care about you, and you've never seen these doctors, you didn't pick them, you didn't choose them, you don't know who they are, you never seen them before, never talked to them. If they don't support your case fairly, and believe me, that happens fairly, then that could affect their medical opinion, that's going to try to favor the insurance company, the work comp insurance company, could affect your third-party claim later. And so, Brad, you have the right to go to a doctor, your own doctor in the work comp system, but you got to pay for it. And so you need a strategy, a legal game plan, Bell and Pollock's legal game plan for you.
Well, remember, some of the doctors that are in the work comp system that you could get assigned to, and you may not have a choice, and even the second, you may say, well, I don't like this doctor, and you get assigned another one. Some of these doctors make tens, if not hundreds of thousands, even up to $1 million.
Or over
per year, testifying against injured persons in the third party area. So if they make that kind of money by building a reputation of testifying against injured persons, imagine what kind of care or how sympathetic or empathetic they're going to be to your care as far as in your injuries. They've got the reputation. They are in a position where they're going to say you're not hurt, or I don't believe you have that back pain, or I don't believe you have that back strain. They may not be as ready to do certain tests on you. And if you get some of those in the work comp system, sometimes you may want to, depending on what your financial condition is concerning average weekly wage or whether or not you're still having to go to work or not under those circumstances, you may want to opt out of that, of the work comp system. You need a qualified lawyer who understands the differences, who can explain it to you. You also have to understand that if you're using doctors outside the system, they can talk to you about other procedures that within the system they may never dream of, they may never agree to.
Right. You may need injections by your own doctor, and the work comp doctor says you don't. That's one example. And some of you listening to this and watching this may ask yourself, wait a minute. I thought doctors were doctors. I thought doctors were doctors, right? I mean, you telling me doctors favor insurance companies? Yeah, it happens every day, all over the place. And you got to know which doctors you're dealing with. If they're going to favor the insurance company in your work comp case and not favor you, and they might say that, you know, you've reached maximum medical improvement and that you have no permanent residual injury, and you're still feeling pain, you're still feeling symptoms, your functionality has been impaired, your range of motion isn't 100%, it's less than that. You know you still have an injury, but the work comp doctor says, well, you're good to go. And that's one example, just one of the hundreds of examples we could give you on this area. So you need a legal game plan. You need our personal injury legal blueprint designed for you. Look, we put over 30 years of experience into this legal game plan. And you need one, and you've got to have one, and you've got to have a strategy. You can't just haphazardly enter this system and not. But now, so now, Brad, we're talking about third-party liability still. So you can do them simultaneously. But let's say you did them, work comp. Let's say a person had $30,000 in medical bills, and the work comp system paid for them, and you made the person and your attorney made a strategic, knowledgeable, intelligent choice to go after the third party. Let's use a car crash example, after that insurance company. And so now they're going to pay you, let's say, $100,000 in our example, Brad, and you got $30,000 of medical bills that work comp has already paid and $10,000 of lost wages that work comp has already paid. How's that going to get sorted out on this third party liability situation?
Well, work comp's going to want the money back. And one of the things you have to do if you're handling the third party claim, if your lawyer's handling the third party claim, you've got to make sure work comp is notified and they understand that you're pursuing the claim. And work comp has this choice. Work comp could say, wait a minute, we're going to have our own lawyers pursue the money we've paid out for our own compensation, and we're going to have our own lawyers pursue that and get that money back. Or they're going to say, we're going to let you go ahead and try and pursue it and let you get the money for us, but you're going to have to turn the money over to us when you get it. And the work comp may or may not negotiate the amount that it requires to resolve its claim. But the bottom line is, if you've gone through the work comp system and they've paid out the medical bills and they've paid out the lost wages, then they own those claims until such time as you get permission or they agree that you can go after them. And then when you go after them, you're going to have to give them money back.
Right. There's something wrong with this picture. Think about it. I mean, this is like a legal Rubik's Cube, okay? Think about this situation. You have to go after the third party, let's say the car accident, the person who T-bones you in the intersection. You have to hire a lawyer. You go after that insurance company. Meanwhile, you got $30,000 of medical bills work comp paid for, and they're just sitting there waiting for you to collect the money from the insurance company for the at-fault driver. You've got $10,000 of lost wages the workers' comp people have paid you, and they're sitting there waiting, doing nothing. And they want you to collect the money from the third party, and then they want you to give their money back. Now, what did they do? What did they do to earn that money to get it back? You had to hire the lawyer. You had to go through the case. You had to have your strategy. You had to have the Bell and Pollock legal game plan. And so, Brad, sometimes and many times, if you have effective attorneys, they can go to work comp, and you got $100,000 recovery, and they say, good attorneys can say, we're going to negotiate with you. You're not going to pay you the full $30,000 in medical bills back. We're not going to pay you the full $10,000 of lost wages back. How does that work?
Well, you can say we're not going to pay it back, and you may be in a lawsuit with the work comp.
Right.
And sure, you may find yourself in a problem with that, but the bottom line is a lot of times they'll negotiate. They'll take less. The problem you've got is the make-whole doctrine comes in, and if you've opted out of work comp and you've had your own health insurance company and your MedPay taking care of your medical bills, you may, the MedPay, you don't have to pay back, and the health insurance company, you may be able to use a make-whole doctrine against them. That's a whole nother show, a whole nother area that we'd have to cover with you, but you got to hope your lawyer knows that it's something important to deal with, because dealing in the work comp system, you're not going to get a make-whole argument. The work comp system is going to say we're entitled to this money. Remember also, everything that's happening in the work comp system is potential evidence to be used for or against you when you're trying to carry out your claim in the third-party claim. So if you've got bad docs, if you've got a bad situation going on in the work comp, you've got evidence being built against you by your own people, where hopefully, if you're in the third-party area, your lawyers aren't letting that happen.
Right, exactly. So you need a strategy. You need the Bell and Pollock legal game plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, or just simply go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can that's a landing page, and you can go to any source you want. All our video podcasts, all our audio podcasts, our homepage for our webpage. You can listen to these shows. You can watch these shows. It's all there for you. And so we're talking about this third-party liability situation. You need a legal game plan to navigate this insurance maze so that you come out in the best possible position for you and your family. It's just that simple. All right, we got a break coming up. Right after the break, we're going to cover a little bit about apportionment, meaning what if, Brad, what if they were injured on the job previously, at a previous job? They worked for a baker 5 years ago, sustained a low back injury. Now they're working for a funeral home, and they suffer another low back injury. Same body part. That's important. Same body part. And we'll tell you what to do a little bit after the break. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Put our 30 years plus of experience to work for you and your family. Put our legal game plan to work for you. We're glad to do it. We'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell and Pollock on Twitter. Bell and Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We've been doing this business for over 30 years each. Went in business together over 30 years each. We got it down. We've developed a legal game plan for you. And you can say, well, my situation is different and unique. That's right. That's exactly the point.
Exactly the point. Okay, let's talk about this apportionment issue. You know, Brad, if you were injured before on a job, let's say you had a low back injury 5 years ago, now you're working for a different employer. It could be the same employer, but let's say a different employer injured the low back, then they have the right, if you, let's say you got a 5% permanent impairment on your first injury 5 years ago, now you're getting 11% impairment, and there's some exceptions to this, but 11% impairment, they have the right to subtract out the 5% impairment to the same body part that you received in your previous injury.
Well, and that once again comes up to how you want to choose between your different forms that you want to carry out your case. But yes, work comp can do that. They can look and say you've already gotten certain money and you were already, in essence, defective or damaged goods when you got hurt. We're going to take away the damaged part and we're only going to pay you for the damage we did in the new case. It may be completely unfair because the bottom line is, although you may have had certain restrictions and an impairment rating, you may have been able to function normally and now you can't, but yet they're going to take away some of that impairment from you.
Right. A takeaway for you today from today's show is the fact that if you have a third-party claim and you had a previous back injury in that example, you are subject to different rules, different laws. They can't just automatically deduct the previous low back injury from your recovery from the third party. It's a different set of rules. And believe me, we don't have enough time to go through that today, but just know that. Know that you can do both. Know that you need an attorney. The Bell & Pollock legal game plan, we have over 30 years of experience put into this legal game plan for you. You can give us a call, 303-795-5900 anytime or anytime, any place, anywhere from the comfort of your own computer, phone, tablet, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to contact us. It's fast and easy. We're here for you. Bell & Pollock, we'll see you next time.